Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now is longtime Clinton friend, associate, and former White House counsel Lanny Davis to join us on this election eve. Good morning, Lanny.
Good morning. You should add longtime fan of you two and this program.
Well, you join a long list of people here in the greater Washington area with that, Lanny. Lanny, listen, we learned this morning as we began of the passing of Janet Reno, former attorney general, of course, under the Clinton administration. You served with her. I would love to give you the opportunity to reflect on Attorney General Reno's passing.
Thank you. There's something I really appreciate a chance. There's something very personal. I was the person called by the White House after several other nominees didn't make it.
I remember that.
To do the background vetting of somebody who was the district attorney of Dade County, Florida, named Janet Reno. And from that moment, I called her on the telephone. We started to go through her tax returns and everything we could find out about her. And at the end of the day, she sat in my living room surrounded by lots of lawyers and lots of people who had gone through every part of her life. And we all said to her, you're going to be the next attorney general. And she was a humble, simple person, brilliant lawyer, but always the most amazing humility. So what a great loss. I know she suffered from Parkinson's in the closing years of her life, but she never stopped smiling. And lots of political criticism of her. She made some tough calls, but she was a great human being.
Well,
so thanks for...
Of course. And Lanny Davis, I think part of Janet Reno's legacy will always be intertwined with the Kenneth Starr investigations of all of the various happenings during the Clinton administration. And it leads us to the brink of potentially, possibly, it looks like it's still looking so razor thin for tomorrow's election, but we could be on the brink of another Clinton administration. And so many Americans are feeling this level of fatigue already that there is a cloud over this candidacy and potentially the president-elect. What should voters make of that, Lanny Davis? I know you want Hillary Clinton to be president, and I got to say, a big reason why I don't want her to be president is because I don't want to go through this. I don't want to go through more of the same from the Clinton family, the whole scene.
Well, if you didn't add Clinton family, I would respectfully agree with you, but we're all fatigued by the culture of investigations.
Oh, let me clarify. I'm not fatigued by investigations. I'm fatigued by all of the shenanigans, the Clinton Foundation and the commingling of funds and the lobbying against State Department rules that Hillary Clinton herself laid forward, saying there would be a clear line between the foundation. And then don't even get me started on the classified information handed to a maid to print out. That's what fatigues me, not investigating. Investigating is Congress's job. I'm sorry for interrupting. I just wanted to clarify.
No, it's okay. Investigating is Congress's job up to a point, but if you really listen to the American people, we pay Congress to address our problems, not spend millions and millions of dollars chasing rabbit holes. And that's what some of us think Congress have done. But I think all of us, most of us, get very fatigued by the back and forth Democrats and Republicans investigating. And if this were a Democratic Congress investigating a Republican president, I would absolutely oppose that as well. And I was a friend of George W. Bush. I disagreed with him. But investigating is, of course, oversight is important. But I just want to say my opinion is that this Congress, Democrats and Republicans, whoever is the next president, I'm not assuming Hillary Clinton. I think she's ahead. But I think Trump has run a very competitive campaign, is that we want Congress to act in a bipartisan focus to solve our problems. Yes, there should be congressional oversight, but we have a Justice Department, prosecutors all over the country who are not political, to do the prosecutions and not to jump to conclusions based upon headlines and allegations.
Right.
Let's have Congress solve our problems. I think that's where most of the American people are.
All right. Can I jump in for a minute, Lanny? Because, you know, you say that, you know, maybe we have too many investigations. I was struck by something that John Cornyn, Senator Cornyn of Texas, tweeted out yesterday. Said Hillary can't blame any of this, talking about the email stuff, on anything but her attitude that the rules that apply to everyone else don't apply to her. And let's get honest about this. This email server would never have been a thing at all if it had not been for her decision that I don't need to follow the traditions and the procedures that have always been followed because I am Hillary Clinton and I don't have to do it that way. I'm going to have a private email server. None of this would have ever become an issue if she had not made that decision.
Look, let me give you a quick response, and I think debating emails at this point is probably not very interesting for your listeners. They're probably, as Bernie Sanders said, tired of it, but I will, it's a good question, and I'll give you a quick answer. Number one, she agrees. She made a bad mistake. She said so. She apologized. I do say that's in contrast to many things that Donald Trump has done in his previous years that were mistakes, and he's never apologized. Number two, the FBI director, who I criticized for putting a report out that had no evidence of any even existence of emails that were, as he said, significant, made a judgment that there was no violation of any law by anything she did with the emails, including the private server, although she said it was a bad mistake. And number three, now that this is over and we're facing an election tomorrow, the American people are focused on the big issues affecting their lives, and I don't think it's emails. I think it's our economy, and let's talk about the differing approaches of the two candidates in this final interview, but I'm happy to say to you that, in my opinion, I respect the judgment of the FBI director yesterday in clearing the air despite all the accusations and jumping to conclusions, even Donald Trump last night repeated that she's committed crimes. First, he praised the FBI director when he reopened. Now that he said he hasn't changed his mind after looking at all the emails, I think we should move on.
Well, there was certainly a lot of condemnation of James Comey last week from the Democrats, too. You know what I would
no
like
doubt.
To...
I'm still critical of him. You heard me say
Oh, no, I know, Lenny.
Something without any evidence.
I want to ask you this. You're an insider. You're in these conversations with you. This is one of the reasons why we do enjoy having you on, because you're in the
Thank
room
you.
Talking to these people. I got to tell you, I was struck by how they... that Podesta and the campaign team talked about you via email when this story broke. I think you were right. You went out there and said, let's get these emails out.
Yep.
You even said, I'm willing to have an independent person look at the emails and determine which ones are private and which ones were public. Imagine if Hillary Clinton had listened to your advice. Imagine if John Podesta didn't say in one of the emails, what did he say? We got to zap Lanny out of our life.
That was
offensive and rude.
Actually wasn't John.
Oh, all right. Maybe it wasn't John who said that. But you know what I'm saying, Lanny. When you look back on this, don't you wish they had followed your advice?
Well, first of all, my wife says she wants to zap me. She liked that email. secondly, I only said bring in an independent observer. If you read the whole sentence with Chris Wallace, it isn't easy. You guys let me finish the sentence. He doesn't. I said if there is a subpoena. And you and I have gone through this before, that I wouldn't want any independent person going through your private emails who's then going to leak everything. So I said if. But look, I did, and so did everyone, and so really, quite frankly, has Mrs. Clinton said, please publish all my emails. She said it immediately when the email disclosure first came out. We want to put them all out. She turned over 55,000, and she said, publish them. She did the same thing to James Comey 10 days ago.
But Lanny, then weeks later, they used BleachBit to wipe the drive, and we've learned now, FBI Director James Comey himself has verified that on that drive, they've recovered business emails, government emails that she had said were personal. So you can't say
Getting rid of your personal emails, every single person listening on this phone would agree with that.
Right, but you got rid of government emails.
All right, but James Comey found a couple that were caught up in that deletion.
Yeah.
Found them all.
Couple.
And came to a conclusion twice. I can't believe we're redoing this.
No, I understand. No, we know the conclusion. I just wanted to contest.
There was no law violated.
Twice. All right, Lanny.
He did it in July.
We did it
yesterday.
So all right. Well, Lanny, there
was no legal wrongdoing.
So many things I would like to explore further with you, but our time, sadly, has come to an end. Thank you, Lanny.
Enjoy election night, though, and we will as well.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.